Happy St. Patrick's Day, one and all. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's Monday also, and that means it's time to talk about some of the stories that are making headlines in the world of business. And for that, we turn to the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson. Good day to you.
Good day to you.
A number of bills have been discussed during this legislative session. We're about two-thirds of the way home on that. Let's talk about a couple of them that have made some headlines recently, starting with this business of patents.
Yeah, it's a bill that will try to make Kentucky a turnoff to what's known as patent trolls. And this is something that's been pushed by some local entrepreneurs who have fallen victim to what they say is essentially extortion, where they'll get letters threatening lawsuits saying that something their company is doing infringes on, which is really an inactive patent. And one of the most high-profile ones is that of Ben Curtis, the founder of FARC.com, which is one of the world's most popular websites based out of here in central Kentucky. He was hit up because some Texas company, which is really just a company that had a shopping center storefront, said that they had a patent on websites being able to leave comments and that therefore he was infringing on that. And instead of doing what they ask, which is settle with them, he pursued it in the courts and got attorneys and spent a lot of money to get them to go away. And so at this point, he and another local entrepreneur, Sidney Van Ness, are working to make Kentucky the third state to pass such legislation, which will enforce these companies that are the plaintiffs in such cases to pay legal fees for both the courts and the defendants if the judge decides that they're basically a frivolous lawsuit.
And we've got some audio from a recent hearing about this very topic. Who are we going to hear from here?
This is Senator Christian McDonald, who introduced Senate Bill 116 earlier this month, and he's going to describe a little bit about what is patent trolling.
The effect that it is having has gotten so bad that the President of the United States mentioned in his State of the Union remarks the need for bills like Senate Bill 116 to help address the problems inside of the patent system.
And so we've had some discussion and some debate. Where is the bill presently?
The bill has been passed by the Senate and it is expected into the House, and whether or not they're going to act on it, well, that remains to be seen.
All right. Another key issue, especially as it relates to Lexington and Louisville, is the local option sales tax. Where are we with that?
That passed out of committee last week. It was in front of the House Committee on Elections, Constitutional Amendments, and Intergovernmental Affairs. And they passed it by a 63 vote, which had a mixture of Democrats and Republicans in support. Shortly after the bill passed, Speaker of the House Greg Stumbo called it bad policy, as was echoed by House Pro Tem Larry Clark from Louisville, which signaled that they're not really much in favor of this. And while there has been bipartisan support in both chambers for this, if you've got the Speaker of the House saying this type of thing about it, well, that 6-3 House vote in the committee is about as far as I think we'd expect to see it go this session.
And you got some real testimony from Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher, and also Lexington Mayor Jim Gray appeared before that panel and just talked about the rationale why Lexington would like to have this option.
We know that state government, we've learned it, federal government as well, can no longer afford to fund all of our needs. That's why cities and counties need new revenue tools, new options. And we've said within limits. So our plan for local option sales tax gives taxpayers a say, a vote, thumbs up or thumbs down.
If this were to pass the House and pass the Senate and be signed by the governor, it would be subject to a statewide vote. And even once that's done, taxes aren't changed one iota. It would then come down to local jurisdictions such as cities and counties being able to say, we want this project, and city council saying, yes, we approve this type of tax for it. And then that population has to vote again in an election to allow a tax to go on the board. But so if that happens, you know, there are a lot of steps between now and when you could ever see a change in the taxes that you pay.
All right. So moving on, we have something a little more in a lighter vein, but it was very important announcement last week about a new wrinkle to the Festival of the Bluegrass.
Right. This is the second year for what's called BOB, Best of Bluegrass, which is a week-long celebration leading up to what is now the 41st annual Festival of the Bluegrass at the Kentucky Horse Park Campground. And it's a chance to showcase some of the things that are going on in Lexington beyond what people at the horse park that come out for this event may normally see. It's a festival that brings in a crowd that's more than 50% from out of state, and the majority of the Kentuckians that attend it are mostly Eastern Kentuckians. So what we've been missing, not only is people from Fayette County and Lexington knowing that this festival is going on and going up to it, But the people that are up there coming down into Lexington from the horse park. So a good wrinkle from that with this year, they've announced a partnership with Lextran that will provide shuttles to and from the festival grounds every day, not only to events that are going on in Lexington, which there have been an announcement of multiple venues in the downtown and near downtown, the Lyric Theater, Natasha's, Willie's locally known, Polly's Toasted Barrel, Parlay Social, and Red Barn Radio having these events, including Southland Jamboree, to get these people from the horse park to the events. But then also on Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the event up at the horse park to get you from Lexington up to the horse park and enjoy this great festival.
So we're just taking this festival and growing it, really, between the horse park and downtown Lexington.
Yeah, there's been a feeling in Lexington for quite a while that we are the queen city of the bluegrass, and yet bluegrass hasn't necessarily had the foothold here that it has elsewhere in the country. The International Bluegrass Hall of Fame is in Nashville, which is distinctly not in the bluegrass. And so this is an opportunity to try to get it back on the map and bring some of these people here to Lexington. It starts June 12th with Best of the Bluegrass Week starting Monday, June 9th, and the festival runs through early Sunday, June 15th.
All right, we're out of time, but I want to thank again Eric Carlson, Editor-in-Chief of Business Lexington. He's been our guest again on BizLex Chat. Have a good one.
Thanks so much, Alan. Happy St. Paddy's Day.